Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Gus Edwards met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
I love it. We've shown a lot of flashes, got a lot to work on, but I think it's work. I mean, he's finding a lot of ways to get guys open, a lot of ways to spread the ball around, and I'm excited to see how everything plans out. Yeah, it's a great opportunity to see like some lighter box. In the past, like you guys are aware, we had to run through some tougher boxes. So great opportunity to get our running backs in some space, and I think we're going to make the best out of it.
Are you feeling 100% physically at this point?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great. I've been practicing every single day. Didn't have to pull back not once, and I'm just building off of that. Yeah.
Good as it felt to be in that position, knowing how hard you worked over the last couple of years to get that.
It's a blessing for real. I had a lot of people around me that really helped me. Shout out to the Raven organization for keeping me, you know what I mean, around and just giving me all the support that I need. And it's been tough, but I'm back and I'm happy and I'm excited to see what this year brings.
Gus, obviously there's been a lot of talk about JK not practicing yet. I mean, he's been recording in the backfield for a number of years. What's your perspective on that situation?
I mean, I see him every day. He's in there. He's still working hard. I know he's going to be ready because that's the type of guy he is. So, yeah.
Gus, we've seen you running routes out there. John Harbaugh was bragging on your route running the other day. Are you excited to be able to show other aspects of your game potentially in the receiving yard?
I'm ready to do whatever this offense allows me to do, you know. Ready to make plays in different ways, and I feel like that's something I've always been able to do, and this often is gonna put me in that space to make those plays and get open and check downs and stuff.
Gus, last year at this time there was a lot of uncertainty about when you'd be on the field, how long it would take, how you look. Can you compare and contrast how you feel at this time of year compared to last year with just not having that uncertainty?
Oh, it's night and day. At this time last year I was probably questioning myself like, man, How is it going to plan out? I mean, am I even going to be back this year? You know what I mean? But it was a lot of doubts. And this year, I feel great in the position that I am right now, health-wise. And I'm just ready to do what I can for my team.
If you had success, you know, as right off the bat, once you start playing, but now you have more experience.
Yeah.
Are you eager to see what, you know, where you are now being healthy and with the experience you've had in the NFL?
Yeah, I think it's year six. I got a lot of experience under my belt. And saying year six, it seems like, wow, it's time's fashion. But I'm ready to have my best year. I'm ready to put it all together. I feel like I'm in a great position to do that. And I got a chip on my shoulder, and I just want to prove a lot of people wrong.
You think you can't come back and be better than you were? Is that what the chip is?
I mean, I fought through a lot last year, you know. It was a lot of times where I had to step back from the game, even during the season when I just little nicks and stuff. So this year I feel like I just have so much to prove. And maybe it's an inner thing, but still.
What's your scouting report on Melvin Gordon based on what you've seen so far?
He's been showing me a lot of flashes. He's catching the ball out of the backfield. He comes to work every single day. This is year, I think eight. I might be wrong, but he's bringing a lot of experience to the room, speaking up as a leader, and it's been great having him in the room.
Just, did you want to change your body at all after you went through injury-wise to put yourself in the best spot possible and just kind of where you were before?
I'm just taking care of what I got to do in the training run. I'm still in there every day just making sure that everything is strong and everything is ready, and I'm in a great position, and I want to keep building off of it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.